this, Jeff. It's one of the finest. Please stand. Now, pretty tough year, of course. In lots of different ways, but spare a thought for brides and grooms due to walk down the aisle to this bit of music. I mean, you know, some people have had smaller weddings, some have moved their celebrations, some have moved them more than once, actually. And if the road map out of the pandemic goes to plan, there will no longer be a limit on how many guests you're allowed to have at a wedding from June the 21st. Yeah! When's the buffet open? Now, one wedding venue in Nottinghamshire says they have a wedding booked in almost every day in July and August. Every day! Wow, getting ready for a busy time. Naomi's on the line. Naomi Tupalahi, who is Director of Sales and Marketing at Colleague Hall. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking time out, because I dare say you're busy right now, aren't you?
Just a bit. It's gone a little bit mad since last week's announcement, but we're getting there, so it's all right.
So is that basically how it worked? Boris made his announcement and then people were like, right, on the phone, get out on the phone, email, quick.
Basically. I think it gave us all a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, so yeah, definitely.
What was that tunnel like before that announcement? Just talk me through what the last year has been like.
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. It's been different and definitely challenging for the industry. I think our kind of perspective as a business has been, you know, we're all in this together with our clients, with our industry colleagues. We've all kind of faced something that's been out of our control. So we've just done our best during this time to kind of adapt. We've found new ways, done things like virtual show rounds, appointments on Zoom, click and collect services. So yeah, just done the best to kind of keep our heads up, I guess, make the best out of the situation until we're able to get back to what we do.
See, the interesting thing there is, and you talk about your industry colleagues, the wedding industry is so big and so wide, isn't it? So it's not just venues, it's people. I've got a mate who's a wedding photographer. I mean, he's just had nothing, basically, for the last nigh on year. And it's a huge industry, isn't it?
Yeah, I think bigger than people think, and there's so many people that play a part in wedding days, like, say, photographers, hair, makeup, everything. It's huge. So, yeah, it's been devastating time for all businesses and things like that, but hopefully we've got a bit of a way out now.
So what's it been like, you know, when you've had to postpone, and as I mentioned now, I'm aware some people have had more than one postponement. You'll have had brides and grooms crying on your virtual shoulder, really, when you've had to change plans.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, it's been such a devastating time for couples and definitely not easy at all. But yeah, as I say, our focus has just been working with them on how they want to proceed during this difficult time. And it's such an individual process for each couple. Like you said, some people have decided to downscale and host smaller weddings. Some have gone with that sequel wedding idea and done the smaller wedding now and then are coming back for a bigger reception party. And then for others, simply postponing in full has been the way. So just working with them and kind of finding solutions to try and make it as stress-free as possible.
Did you just say sequel wedding?
Sequel wedding, it's a new thing, yes.
Never heard that before. That is so 2021, a sequel wedding. Wow.
Definitely. And it used to do it all again.
Yeah. And what about the smaller wedding idea? I would imagine because there was a limit of, I'm trying to keep track, 15 and then it was 30. The numbers changed like so many other things. What's it been like keeping track of all of that?
Yeah, very difficult, very short notice. We've organised some weddings within a week. It's been up and down. And, you know, all we can do is work with the guidance that's in front of us at the time. So although it's been challenging, we have hosted some really lovely smaller weddings as well. So there has been some good that's come out of it.
Can you just sort of, I mentioned there, you know, how busy you are coming up June onwards. How is it looking, you know, versus other years? How does it compare?
It's extremely busy, but we're potentially, you know, 2 years worth of bookings squeezed into this year and still postponements from the earlier part of this year as well. So I think it's definitely going to be a bit of a reality shock going back to it. So we're starting preparation now for sure. But yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Must be tricky, I'd imagine. If you've already had people booked in for, say, June this year, and they booked theirs, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and they, do they take priority over people that have had to move from, say, last summer? How has all that had to be worked out?
I think it's kind of naturally flowed in kind of the order, and a lot of people have been patient and have been holding out for more news as well, you know, to see what the guidance was going to be. So I think the roadmap that we've just got has been so important with, you know, with that, to allow people to plan. It's kind of just flown, and we've just worked with everyone based on availability and what we can do. Done our best from there.
How are you and all the staff feeling about being able to open up again?
We're really excited. We're really looking forward to it. You know, we've tried to keep busy during this time and like I say, adapt to new ways anyway. So, yeah, we're starting to prepare now. We haven't been at the venue for such a long time, so we're starting to do our little touch-ups, get ready to see people face-to-face again. And, yeah, really looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be quite strange, isn't it? It's like a lot of things. It's just like, you're a real-life human. You're not on a screen anymore.
Definitely. It is definitely going to be a reality shock, but a good one, I think. You can't quite replace that face-to-face interaction. So, yeah, we're excited.
Good stuff. And a little birdie tells me you're due to get married as well.
Yes, as well as organising everyone else's weddings. I've got my own in August this year as well. So hopefully that's made me a little bit more relatable to clients as well. But, yeah, I am due to get married this August.
Well, hope yours all goes swimming. I'm sure it will. I mean, you've got a fairly good place that I'm sure you could recommend to yourself. I mean,
yeah, hopefully. I should know what I'm doing, shouldn't I?
Are you? Please tell me you are getting married there, or at least having your do there. There'd be something a bit wrong if you didn't, surely.
No, everyone keeps saying this, but I'm very close to Collett Call, so I think it's a bit too close to home getting married where you work. So yeah. I'm not.
I guess then, yeah, that's a good point. So all the way through your own wedding reception, you'd be going,
yeah, I'd be
right.
Getting up.
Well, what are you doing that for? I'll just do it myself.
It won't work.
What's your other half's name?
Joe.
All right. Well, all the very best to you and Joe. Thank you for coming on. Good luck with it all. There's a venue I know fairly well, actually. Collett Hall. A few of the old charity dues there over the year. Very nice. Very nice. Big. I'm just going to run through a few numbers for you now. I want you to write these down, okay? So, from the 29th of March, right, 6 people at a wedding. From the 12th of April, you can have 15. From the 17th of May, 30. I mean, look, there are upsides to all of this, because surely the smaller the group of people there, keep the old cost down, you know? Said romance was dead. So 17th of May, 30 people. So it's creeping up. And then from June the 21st, limitless numbers. Yeah, get your 500 people in there. Buffy's open. Thank you, Naomi. That was great. And good luck to you, by the way, if you are having your wedding this year. By all means, let me know. Are you off to a wedding? I've been to a wedding in years. Can I come to yours?
The sound of Nottinghamshire.
Do the disco. How about that? BBC.